The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. It's Tuesday, it's December 13th, and today we're going to talk about how we can save money around the house with our lighting. And we've got Dave Marsh with us, Columbia Water and Light. Good to have you here,
Paul.
Dave. And I guess the biggest thing we keep in mind is that, first of all, the incandescent light bulbs are going to be disappearing. They're going to be gone with the wind.
Well, I believe at the turn of the New Year's, no 100-watt lights will be available, 100-watt incandescent bulbs.
Oh, you can't buy the 100-watt incandescents
after
anymore?
After the first of the year.
Okay.
Because that's a real energy cruncher right there. It puts out a lot of heat. So I guess they're still going to let us have the 60s and the 40s kind of weed us out. But, you know, I recently had a compact fluorescent bulb, you know, one of these guys, go out and went, oh, okay. So I write the date on the ferrule when I put it in. I got 7 years out of this bulb in an enclosed container in a ceiling fan. And I computed the amount of hours it is on during the day and, you know, throughout the years. I saved $83 with this bulb.
With the compact fluorescent.
Compact fluorescent bulb. Now, this is those Sylvania brands early on. And some people have told me recently they have some problems with them lasting. Well, what you want to do, though, you want to write the date of installation right here on the ferrule.
Okay. Now, when we talk about we're talking about these little squiggly bulbs. And about, I guess it was about 5 years or so, I replaced pretty much all the bulbs in my house that I didn't dim because these don't dim.
They have some now that do, but yeah.
But I replaced all of them with these compact fluorescents. And so I guess about 40 or 50 light bulbs were replaced. Now, that was a big investment to do because I just decided I'm going to take them all the incandescents out and put in. And I guess I'm saving some money.
Yeah. And again, you might not see it in the short term. But if you look at it in a longer period of time, you know, the big key is whether or not the bulb lasts you. If it doesn't last you.
Yes. Now, I've had some. They have not been lasting 7 years. Yeah. But I took them back to the store that I bought them, and they immediately took them back and replaced them and gave me a new bulb. There were no questions asked about it.
And now they have every imaginable kind of bulb that for every imaginable kind of fixture you might have in your home, from little candelabra bulbs or what have you. Get out to your store and take a look at these things. You know, now, of course, you can also get energy efficient lighting on your Christmas lights. And you know, those little LED bulbs that you can purchase, you know, compared to a mini bulb.
Yeah.
Really,
well, years ago, we all, before even the minis, remember we all had the, what are they, the C7 lights? Now, those really burn a lot of electricity.
Yes, they did.
And before the C7, there were those even bigger bulbs.
Oh, yeah. And utilities loved you for
that. Yes, yes. And you had them on your Christmas tree. You didn't need to have your furnace on because you had so much heat coming from the light bulb. I remember it would heat the living room. I could walk into the living room and you could feel that the Christmas tree was on.
Well, curiously, the Germans, in order to get around this 100-watt light bulb ban, because the European countries are also getting rid of the incandescent bulb, they're calling these bulbs heat globes.
Oh.
So you can come over and watch my heat globe with us.
Okay.
How they're trying to get around.
But so then we went from the C7s to those to the mini light, which was saved a lot of money as far as electricity. But you had a comparison between the LED Christmas lights and the 100 strand of the mini lights. And there's a big savings there.
Yeah, the old mini lights. Basically, you've run into, if there's 6 hours a day for 45 days. They did a study of this, and your incandescent little mini bulbs will cost you about $1.26
For each 100 strand.
And whereas the LEDs cost you 26 cents.
So $1.26 for running the mini strand for 45 days, 6 hours a day.
And there's pluses and minuses. Yeah. The LEDs were meant to be quite as bright. They're getting better at that. But you can do all sorts of color variations if you want to really doll your house up. You know, have fading lights go in and out. You get more tricks with them than you can the mini bulbs. Plus, they don't break. You know, they don't burn out.
And they last for like 100 years, right?
They last for a very long time.
So is there a length?
Cost you more. No, this is all. You're only using them for like 45 days out of the year, so they might last your lifetime.
Maybe they will last 100 years, but there's no guarantee on them.
Right.
But if you figure out how many strands of mini lights you have up and multiply it times $1.26 if you keep them up for 45 days, and that give you pretty much an idea of how much you're spending.
Yeah, that was actually 12 cents a kilowatt hour, which would be our high end here in Columbia. So okay. If you're down about 10 cents, it'd be a little bit
less. I remember when I went to the mini lights, I thought I was saving a whole lot of money by doing those instead of the bigger ones.
But they're so aggravating, you know. If you get a strand that's out, if you don't know the ones that show you the bulb that's out, and those are like three strands of wire, and they're really right. heavy duty, you know. It's like the LEDs are really elegant, lightweight way of taking care of that kind of.
And if one burns out, or if you take one out, do they all go out?
No, I don't believe
okay.
so.
Okay. Yeah. You brought something else along, too. We talk about energy savings around the house.
Yeah, you know, I mean, talking about, you know, plugging things into outlets and stuff like that, we're talking about Christmas lights and lighting in general. Make sure, now the kids are going to be inside the house, you got relatives coming over with their little kids. I mean, it was stated on TV the other day, like, well, no one ever sticks anything in those outlets anymore, you know, like a socket outlet. And that next day, I ran into somebody.
So you want to make sure that you've got those outlet covers if you've got little kids coming over.
Right. And the outlet covers. So if you're going to be looking at, you know, your electrical situation, when you go around to your sockets, get some little gaskets like this.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Go to KBIA.org, click on Radio Friends. Click on Programs. Then Paul Pepper, and then you can go to the podcast and see what we're talking about. And these little foam things also around in the sockets on the outside wall help prevent air leakage also.
So you do that, and then at the same time as you're thinking about it, then you get some of these safety clips that you can put in your sockets.
Yeah, to keep kids from poking things in.
Anything in there.
And that could end up preventing some pretty serious injuries.
Burns and what have you. This young lad lucked out. They just popped the circuit, and he was okay and got a good scare out of it. But, yeah.
Yeah. So the and the other thing we're talking about were the compact fluorescents. They do save money over the long run.
The long run.
And after the first of the year, you're not going to be able to buy the 100-watt incandescent.
That's what I understand. We'll wait and see what happens in the stores.
They're now making the energy-efficient ones, the little squigglies, the compact fluorescents, where you can also do the dimming, because before you couldn't dim those.
I believe so. I haven't tried any of them out. They had them out a few years ago, and the problem with that was it was sort of dim to here and dim to here, and dim. It wasn't a smooth transition, so it was a very costly bulb, too.
Yeah, but changes occur every day. If you want more information on any of this, you can call Columbia Water and Light, or you can go online to gocolumbiamo.com.
That's right.
And you can get in touch with Dave Mars.
Mm-hmm. And just go online in general to find out more about the bulbs and how much energy they use.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, you have a chart up there?
No. I mean, in terms of Google or Yahoo or whatever, there's plenty of information out there now. And even and go in the stores, of course, and look at the packages, and they'll tell you the wattage.
Okay. All right, Dave. Thank you so much for coming by. Tomorrow, Nancy Beck will be with us. She's an author of a book called Pillow Talk. We're out of time for today. Our show directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KPIA. Our floor director is Eric Stasak, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And to watch this program or listen to it again, go to kbia.org, and you can sign up for a free podcast or a podcast. Drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. Bye-bye.